If you look out your window, the chances are that you'll see a little ledge on the outside, just like there's a windowsill on the inside, there's like a ledge on the outside. The ledge on the outside could be made out of stone or wood. It protrudes away from the wall, over the avir, over the airspace of the Rishos HaRabim. In this particular case, we have such a ziz, such a ledge, shelifnei chalayim, that is before the window, and it is 10 tfachim above ground level. And we know anything that is 10 tfachim above ground level in the Rishos HaRabim is no longer part of the Rishos HaRabim. Therefore, noisnin alav, you can put things onto this ledge, v'noitla mimenu, or take things from it, v'shabbos on Shabbos. The Bat Tanur, however, explains that what are the types of things you can place on this ledge or take from this ledge? Only kinds of utensils that, should they fall, they would break. Should they fall, they would break. Why would I only be allowed to put those kinds of utensils onto this ledge? Can you think of a reason? Well, our concern is, let's say I put something out there and it falls. I see, oi, and I run down, I forget that it's Shabbos, and I run down to get it. Then I'll mamish be carrying from a Rishos HaRabim into a Rishos HaYachid. But if it's something that when it falls, it breaks, so I'm not going to run down to get it, because there's nothing to get. Vayitra Zakta Mishnah, Oymid Odom B'Rishos HaYachid, a person can stand in a Rishos HaYachid, either in the house or on the roof, Umitautal, and he can move things B'Rishos HaRabim in the Rishos HaRabim. In other words, he's standing in the Rishos HaYachid, and he's picking something up and putting it down in the Rishos HaRabim, from one part of the Rishos HaRabim to the other part of the Rishos HaRabim. Even though he's standing in the Rishos HaYachid, and he's not with most of his body in the Rishos HaRabim, so isn't there a concern that maybe he's going to forget? Although his intent originally was just to move it from one place in the Rishos HaRabim to the other, maybe he's going to forget and say, well, let me take a closer look at this and bring it into the Rishos HaYachid. So we say no. Again, Oymed Adam Rishos HaYachid, a person can stand in the Rishos HaYachid, in a house or on the roof, and move things from one place to the other in the Rishos HaRabim. For that matter, Zakta Mishnah Vayta B'Rishos HaRabim, he can stand in the Rishos HaRabim, U'metaltel B'Rishos HaYachid, and move objects in the Rishos HaYachid. U'bulvad, provided, now these words, U'bulvad, refer to the first part, where he's standing in the Rishos HaYachid and moving things in the Rishos HaRabim. Yes, you can move things from one place in the Rishos HaRabim to the other place in the Rishos HaRabim, but a bulvad provided shelo yoytzi chutz mi'arba amos, that you don't take them beyond 4 amos. In other words, within 4 amos, I can stand in my house or on the roof and move things in the Rishos HaRabim from one place to the other, but not from one place to another place more than 4 amos. Of course, the Tosfos Yom Tov explains this is only referring to the person who's standing in the Rishos HaYachid and moving things in the Rishos HaRabim. If he's standing in the Rishos HaRabim and moving things in the Rishos HaYachid, there's no such halacha, because there's no such restriction in the Rishos HaYachid that you could only go 4 amos. Okay, so quickly chazring over, we learned in our Mishnah, we have a ledge before the window. I'm in my house, you can take things off the ledge, you can put things on the ledge if it's higher than 10 tfachim off the ground, because the Rishos HaRabim only goes up for 10 tfachim. The Bat Tanura told us, these are only the types of kelim that should they fall, will break. So I'm not worried he's going to say, oh, I better get it, it fell off. There's nothing to get. But if it's something that won't break, so we don't want him to put things on the ledge, out of the concern, it may tip over, and he's going to forget that it's Shabbos, and run down and get it. Furthermore, we learned in our mission that a person can stand in a Rishos HaYachid, in his house or on the roof, and move things around in the Rishos HaRabim. He can stand in the Rishos HaRabim and move things around in the Rishos HaYachid. But in the case of him standing in the Rishos HaYachid and moving things around in the Rishos HaRabim, it's only if he doesn't move it for amos, or beyond for amos, actually. That's a big chiddush over here, because it says, "Ubavad shelo yotzi chutz me'arba amos." So many of the Rishonim learn from here that if it's exactly 4 amos, technically it's okay, but you can't carry more than 4 amos in the Rishos HaRabim.